from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, children must be compensated when they are the reason their parents are making money online, according to a bill from New Jersey Assemblywoman Heather Simmons. It says when kids are involved in at least 30% of vlogger material, earnings must be set aside in a trust.
While children in traditional media are protected by child labor laws, child actor laws, the internet is still the Wild West.
The trust would have to remain untouched until the minor becomes an adult. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer has introduced legislation that would protect election workers from threats and intimidation. Recent study by the Brennan Center for Justice shows 38% of all election workers surveyed reported threats or abuse. Penalties in the proposal would include 6 months in jail or a fine for harassing or intimidating a worker. New Jersey Transit is giving customers a deal on train tickets for the fall. The agency is offering a buy one, get one free promotion through November 3rd for round trip tickets between any origin and destination. This allows customers to purchase up to 2 round trip tickets for the same day. Customers can also earn extra bonus reward points with the promotion, which requires the code FALLFRIENDS24. Nearly 3 in 10 working Americans say they are behind where they should be with their retirement savings, according to Bankrate. To catch up, Ken Kamen with CW Advisors Group in Hamilton says if you can save 10% of your income in a 401k, that's great. Fine if a company offers 401k matching.
So the company says they'll match 50% of the first $6,000 you put in. Find a way to put $6,000 in because they're going to give you $3,000, which is going to grow tax-free.
He says watch your spending and scale back on going out to pricey places. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. If you need a job for the holiday season, take a ride over to Freehold Raceway Mall. Starting tomorrow and through the weekend, retail brands will be on hand for a seasonal job fair. Bring several copies of your resume. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 39 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Will we be sunny tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. All in all, pretty smooth sailing heading toward the first weekend of October. Our next big weather system to come in will be a fairly strong cold front on Monday. That'll drive in some rain showers, some wind, and also a cool down heading into next week. For tonight, weak cold front could produce a sprinkle, then clearing skies and cool temperatures overnight. Lows dip into the mid-50s. And tomorrow, a beautiful day with mostly sunny skies. It'll be dry and mild, highs in the lower 70s. Pushing into the mid-70s on Friday, also very nice, going from sun to clouds. There is a chance of a shower early Saturday. The rest of the weekend looking fine. Partly sunny and upper 70s on Saturday. Mostly sunny and lower 70s on Sunday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Ewing and Turnersville are both 71 degrees, Morristown 68. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.